huge wins for President Trump. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided, 63 days after Election Day in America. Here we are on January 5th, 2021. Tomorrow is the big day. That's when, well, the March for the Steal happens and the Senate comes together in a joint session of Congress and certifies the election for either incumbent President Donald Trump or former Vice President Joe Biden. I like to be totally transparent with my viewers, and it's very important to note that there are seven states currently in dispute. There's over 84 electoral college votes that are currently unrewarded to a candidate, which means that neither candidate has 270 electoral college votes, which is the necessary amount of electoral college votes to win the presidential election. The headline reads, Trump: Pence has the power to reject fraudulently chosen electors. President Donald Trump asserted on Tuesday that Vice President Mike Pence has the power to reject electors that were fraudulently chosen, echoing statements made by his legal team in recent days ahead of January 6th joint session of Congress. Now, if you haven't been following the election very closely, you'll know that a lot of the Trump campaign's legal teams, a lot of their legal efforts haven't really resolved anything. Most courts haven't even had a look at the case. They haven't even heard the case. They don't want to have anything to do with it for political reasons, of course. Honestly, tomorrow is Trump's last chance to overturn the election. That's really what it comes down to. Now, I said this in yesterday's episode. I believe very heavily that tomorrow is going to be the day that all this evidence is going to be presented. And I think some people are going to jail. There were some serious crimes alleged. And if they come out to be true, which the Trump campaign is going to be revealing everything tomorrow, that means that essentially, if all these claims are correct, and if there's enough evidence to show voter fraud, Trump will most likely win re-election. But that's not where it's going to end. The American people are going to want justice, and that's what they're going to get. What's going to happen is there's going to be, if the government and the law does not take it into their own hands, I wouldn't be surprised if the American people themselves took it in their own hands. After all, these last 2 months, the election was essentially stolen. The vice president has the power to reject fraudulently chosen electors, end quote, Trump wrote on Tuesday in a tweet. Mike Pence is going to lead the Senate in the joint session of Congress. However, there will be a debate for each state. That's what happens. They give about 2 hours per state. And since there's seven states, this is going to be an entire day's worth of, well, debates. I feel like the Trump campaign is going to come into each state, Arizona, Nevada, for example, Pennsylvania, and they're going to say, this is the evidence we have. It's substantial. There's a lot here. Even Ted Cruz said himself that he'd like to create a 10-day investigation in all of this. That could very well be the resolution. It could be an investigation. I feel like, though, if it is that route, if we do go about it in a way where there's an investigation launched, I feel like they're only going to be doing that for the ticker at a time. They've been quote-unquote investigating this election since, well, November 3rd. They haven't really been investigating anything. They've been basically sitting on their thumbs while trying to cover up evidence by destroying Dominion voting machines and burning ballots. That actually happened. So there's a lot going on here, and I really feel as though the American people are never, ever going to trust an election ever again, regardless if you're on the Republican side or the Democrat side. I've said this in previous episodes. If Donald Trump is the one that wins the election and, well, is inaugurated on January 20th, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good on either sides. There's a huge march that's going to be happening in Washington on January 6th. It's probably going to be the biggest of all time. You cannot get a plane ticket to save your life from any state to Washington, D.C. It's booked. I guarantee you there's going to be over 5 million Trump supporters in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, maybe even more. The media isn't going to say, they're going to be like, oh, there's a couple hundred thousand, but there are going to be a lot of people there. Washington, D.C. even put out a release saying that guns are banned. Well, guns are actually banned already in Washington, D.C. You can't get a gun in D.C. to save your life. They want to reinforce that. Security is going to be bumped up. These senators don't want to face the music. They don't want to face the American people. It's easier for them to be in a protected building behind a protected podium where they talk to their voters. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to take responsibility for her actions. Chuck Schumer doesn't want to do that. Not even some Republican senators like Mitch McConnell. They don't want to face the music. They got elected. That's all they care about. They're going to get elected again. They run $100 million ad campaigns in their state telling them that it's going to get better under their lead, even though they've been in Congress for decades and nothing's changed. It's always been the same. Republicans have been increasingly putting pressure on Pence, who serves as the president of the Senate and will oversee the certification of the Electoral College vote. At least a dozen Republican senators and dozens of House representatives have pledged to object the state's electoral votes, which then is slated to trigger an hour-long debate before a simple majority vote is held on whether to certify a state's electoral votes. Quote, I know we all have our doubts about the last election, end quote, Pence told a crowd of supporters in Georgia on Monday, adding that, quote, I want to assure you that I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. I promise you come this Wednesday, we will have our day in Congress, end quote. Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I don't know what Trump has up his sleeve. There is going to be a vote. And well, that means that they have to have a lot of support. They already have a lot of support. Just, is it enough? You already know for a fact that all the Democrats are going to vote against certifying an election for the Republicans, certifying states. They want Biden to win. So that leaves the question, is there enough Republican support for this to go over the finish line? The answer is, I don't know. I want to believe that with the evidence provided, there will be. But we honestly don't know who's involved in this election fraud. It very well could be a majority of the DNC or maybe just a few bad eggs in small counties. But other than that, like I said, we really don't know what Trump has. Trump could drop a nuke on Congress tomorrow and release the biggest batch of evidence we've ever seen. Everything he said could be correct. There could be CCTV to back that up. There could be everything. We don't know. Tomorrow is going to be the day, though, the day that we find out what really is going to happen with the presidential election. For the past several weeks since the November 3rd election, Trump and his team have alleged there was voter fraud, irregularities, and unconstitutional changes to regulations around mail-in balloting in key states. On December 14th, when the Electoral College voted, Republican-backed slates of electors also cast their votes for Trump and Pence in a bid to keep Trump's legal challenges open. There are legal challenges here, and that's what people don't understand. In a lot of states, it was unconstitutional to do mail-in voting. That's a fact. They broke the law by speeding along changes in the Constitution. That should have been a very long process, but instead it was, well, done in only a matter of months. That's illegal, big time. Why did no one ask questions? Well, when they did, they were considered racists and pro-Trump allies. That's what they called them. I mean, you can't ask questions about Democrats. They think they know everything. And then when you call them out on their lies, they tell you to F off, and they tell you you're a racist, sexist, homophobe. They have this whole line. I've been called it many times, but it's true. That's what they do. They all do the same thing. They can't handle when you give them facts. They can't handle when you tell them what's actually going on in the world. They don't think Trump did a good job. When you ask them why not, they say, well, he's a racist, homophobe, sexist, Nazi, you know, whatever. Then you say, what about the lowest unemployment since 1969? You know, what about this? What about that? What about the pro-America movement? And they say, it doesn't matter because he's a racist. They're sheep. They don't know who they elected. They elected Joe Biden, a career politician. He's been in Congress for 40 years. What has he done? He was the vice president for 8 years. He had just as much control as anyone in Washington. What is 4 or even 8 years as president going to do? It's not Biden that they're electing. They elected Kamala Harris. We know that. Like I said in many episodes, I really can't imagine Biden's going to survive his first term. Either he's going to resign or he's going to die. It's just the way it is. He's not competent. He has problems in the brain. I don't know if it's dementia or what. But I think it's disgusting that the DNC has put him up on this pedestal saying that he is going to make America a better place, build back better, whatever. But that's not true. It's going to be Kamala Harris that's sworn in as president. She's going to be the 47th president. If Biden actually gets certified, it could be a year from now. It could be a month from now. Who knows? The DNC understands that they could never in a million years get a radical like Kamala Harris elected. I think they know that. And I think that's why they did this way. I think it's because if they disguise it as this whole woman, you know, power thing, and they say, oh, Kamala Harris, the first woman vice president, that's a big deal to some people. It really is. But in the truth, what's going to happen is she's going to stack the court and she's going to make it impossible for the DNC to ever lose an election ever again. And that's what's scary. Our democracy is being torn down and people are looking the other way. When you give them facts and you ask them questions like that phone call with the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, he says, you have no evidence. You have no claims that it was a fair election. It's because he knows he has a place at the table with this new radical America. He knows that already. He understands that. He knows that he doesn't have to sit there and criticize. He has a seat at the table. He's done. His career is made at the expense of the American people. That's what it comes down to. It's disgusting. And the only thing we can do is fight. And that's what's happening tomorrow. I'm going to be reporting a big story tomorrow as this all unfolds. And I hope you'll watch on America Divided. As always, I've been Gage. Thank you for watching. And I'm signing off.